From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europeans are grappling with a major migration crisis. As Europeans cope with the biggest migration crisis since the Second World War, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel was booed as she visited the city of Heidenau near the Czech border, scene of anti-immigrant protests.
Die menschliche Behandlung und würdige Behandlung jedes Einzelnen, der zu uns
kommt. Ms. Merkel says treating with humanity and dignity those who come to us is part of our basic understanding. It is what symbolizes Germany. The chancellor referred to recent protests as shameful and disgusting. Dozens of police were hurt when protesters hurled bottles and fireworks at officers trying to prevent asylum seekers from seeking shelter over the weekend. Meanwhile, thousands of migrants fleeing war, persecution, and poverty in the Middle East and Afghanistan surged across the Serbian border into Hungary. Greece and Italy have urged other European Union member states to do more to share the migration burden. Rescuers on the Mediterranean Wednesday saved thousands of migrants coming from Africa, but at least 55 perished in the perilous journey. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir Wednesday signed a peace agreement meant to end nearly 20 months of fighting between government and rebel forces. Mr. Kiir has expressed reservations over power sharing, demilitarizing Juba, and the use of foreign peace monitors. Among the heads of state at the ceremony Wednesday was Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta.
I will appeal to you to set aside those reservations. To look at the greater picture, to look at the people that you lead, to look at the need for peace, to look at the need for unity.
The United States has welcomed the deal as a first step toward ending the conflict, but Washington cautioned it would take hard work to fully implement. The conflict has killed thousands and driven millions from their homes since December 2013. This is VOA News. The UN envoy to Libya said Wednesday he remains confident the past 7 months of talks between representatives of the North African country's rival governments will yield an agreement and ending years of chaos in the wake of the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. However, Bernardino Leon told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation remains mixed and the humanitarian crisis is dire.
The scale of human suffering is staggering for a country with large oil reserves and strong economic potential. According to different United Nations agencies, an estimated 1.9 million people require urgent humanitarian assistance to meet their basic health care needs. Access to food is now a major problem for some 1.2 million people, mostly in Benghazi and the East.
Leon says a final round of talks on forming a national unity government is expected to get underway this week. Members of the internationally recognized government in the East signed a peace deal last month, but Tripoli did not. Asian stocks extended gains Thursday following a strong rebound in U.S. stocks Wednesday, pushing the benchmark Dow Jones Index up more than 600 points, due in part to a hint from a member of the U.S. Central Bank's Monetary Policy Board that recent market volatility makes an interest rate hike in the U.S. more unlikely. Despite concerns over China's economy, even Chinese markets were higher after severe losses sustained this week. The surge could be tempered by more Chinese factory and service sector economic data due out next week. Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists have agreed to a ceasefire beginning September 1st, the day that the new school year is to begin. The Trilateral Contact Group, which is seeking to end the conflict that has killed more than 6,400, includes representatives of Ukraine, Russia, and Russian-backed separatists. The two sides agreed in February to a ceasefire between their forces in eastern Ukraine, but sporadic clashes continue. UN peacekeepers warned Wednesday they'll have to cut rations for nearly 7,000 former rebels and their families in the Democratic Republic of Congo, blaming a shortage of funds. The cost is estimated to be some $2 million a month. The peacekeeping mission MONUSCO's head, Martin Kobler, urged the DRC government in Kinshasa to take responsibility for the care of the rebels, many of them Congolese, but also elements of the Hutu-dominated Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda. A member of Colombia's FARC rebels pleaded guilty in Washington Wednesday to seizing three Americans and holding them captive for more than 5 years. Diego Afonso Navarrete Beltran faces life in prison when he's to be sentenced in federal court in November. Two other FARC members already have been convicted. The Americans abducted when their small plane crashed near Florencia, Colombia in February 2003. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.